This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his non-passing the line wife. I'm not passing the line.
Okay. All right. Which means where is this going?
I'm not flirting like your boy.
My boy.
Your boy.
Who's my guy? Who's
He's
my guy?
Been your boy since we've dated.
Who?
And she will be loved.
Very, very handsome Adam Levine.
Was plural.
That guy's a stud.
He's not a stud, babe.
He's
un flaco ñengo with a lot of tattoos. Se pasó in the coloring.
In the coloring.
Yes, yes. Nah. A boy can sing. Very high falsetto. Too high for me.
Very cool falsetto.
It
works.
It's not Michael Jackson. It's a little too much.
I don't know.
It's different. Like something hasn't dropped. But he's been that girl that will be loved. He meant girls. Ooh. She's will be loved. The yoga instructor, the little hottie patati, and his pregnant wife.
She's pregnant.
They've been married 8 years. She's a model.
A model.
Not her name's not a model. She's a model. A modelo.
And what happened?
He was over there texting, flirting with everyone he could.
But did he cheat though?
Yes.
He cheated.
He said no. He said, I did not have an affair. But I did cross the line.
So he was just texting.
What do you mean just texting? You want to try it, boy? You want to try texting someone?
No, I mean, I'm just asking questions. I'm not saying like I would do this or I approve.
Okay, so what about if I was texting someone?
Oh, you ain't texting nobody. No, you're not texting anybody.
Wouldn't that seriously cause problems in our
marriage? That would be a huge issue, a huge lack of trust in our marriage and a reason as to why girls be checking phones and stuff like that.
Oh, boys don't.
Nah, we don't.
Babe, you've never checked my phone. We've already had it in a podcast. Okay. If you are a listener, go back to that podcast where you admitted you checked my phone twice. And it's cool.
Exactly.
I ain't got nothing to hide.
How many times have you checked my phone?
Why were you calling girl mama at work?
How many times have you checked my phone?
In years? I haven't.
No, in years. I'm just talking about in general.
2015, 2016, when you were acting a little shady.
You're talking about like one time? Or are you talking about like several times those years?
Several times.
I stop.
You made pizzas with love. Ain't no need to make kid pizzas with love. That's a little bit weird though. This girl at work that was in the front desk, I don't know why she couldn't just like.
It had nothing to do with that girl. I just said I made the samples with love.
To who? For who?
Whoever they were taking the samples to show to the board members at that school or something like that.
Yeah, he was giving love to the pizza, which is gross, by the way.
This ain't about me, though. Let's stay on topic. Okay. No, seriously.
So, okay.
Adam Levine
was flirting. I think he was initiating.
Okay, okay.
Okay, okay, the yoga instructor.
He was doing this in
bro.
Person. Was he like over there caressing a girl?
No, he was texting, right? Yes.
He was texting
and
girls.
And he told the yoga instructor, who wasn't even that hot. I mean, I guess she was mature. He liked it older. He said, I want to like lay with you or God. I don't know what. It's just weird.
Namaste. He wanted to just sit there in savana. You know, something about that. Just
I want to be your savana.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And who else?
And then that little hottie patati, the 20-year-old, and she's the one that let it out. She showed text messages, and she said, Adam Levine, who's married to a supermodel, was trying to hook up with me. Well, so you know
maybe,
she just wants clout.
Maybe he was so high he did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes.
Is that the one with Cardi B?
No.
Oh, that's the only one I listened to.
Oh.
That's the only one that has flavor. He's like, oh. Galleta salada. Anyway, I think he's wrong.
Okay, so you're telling me that once, and so this girl releases this, and Adam Levine sees it, and he was like, because it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
And how did he type out the
I don't know.
Yeah, he's that boy's dirty.
You know, he did the emojis, the air emojis.
That looks like a fart.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, stop right there. I don't want you to fart.
These are all song references to Maroon 5, just in case if you are a paisa.
Don't go listen to them because he's a fake. He's a mother faker.
Don't go and canceling people because of what they do in their personal life.
I'm not canceling.
Okay.
All right, go listen. But while you're listening to him, be like, he a cheat. I don't believe him. Because he sings all these love songs and he's false. He has a gorgeous wife who's about to have his baby and he's texting other girls. Like, I think he's an attention whore.
I agree.
That's what I think he is. He's an attention whore.
Okay. There is a look, I'm not gonna say whether or not he physically cheated.
Oh, there's a difference?
Yes, there is a huge
difference. Was he emotionally cheating?
I don't even think it was that for him. I think he was just trying to boost his ego. I think he's that type of person that walks around and likes being told how handsome he is all the time.
Because he knows he's ugly. Because he knows he needs to gain at least 20 pounds.
I'm not that type of a person, but I know that he is a good-looking dude.
He's not a good-looking dude, babe. You have really bad taste in boys.
No, I don't. No, you're wrong.
Está muy
I think
flaco.
If we took a poll right now, I think people would say that he's good looking.
I'm going to take a poll on Instagram.
Go ahead.
I am. You guys, whenever we post this podcast. But I think he does have like this addiction to being wanted and needed.
So.
And do all artists have this? Like they get so used to like the el aplauso and everyone loves you and adoring fans. And then he goes home and he only has one girl saying, hey, little cutie, love that 8th, 10th, 15th tattoo you have on your stomach now. You know, and he's like, oh, it's not enough. Because even the yoga instructor, like.
I don't even think for him it's about who it is. I think it's just about the way that they make him feel.
So does his wife have a right to be mad?
I think she has 100% right to be mad. If that happens here, I'm getting pissed the hell off at you.
If I start flirting with someone.
If you flirt with anybody.
What if someone
over there,
flirts with me?
Well, then that's a problem with them. I would understand why a person would want
to
flirt with you.
And what
I
am I supposed to do?
I would want to have your attention. You're supposed to negate them, be like, I don't know who you are. I'm married and bye. And that's it.
I say happily married.
Happily married.
Because sometimes people say, oh, I'm married. And then they come out with
Oh, I'm married. Oh, it sucks.
No, I don't say that. I know that sometimes when you tell a man I'm married, oh, pero yo no soy celoso. Like, you know, so it did happen. I felt bad. I still feel bad sometimes that I got into that situation because I'm like, I don't do this. I never get myself into these situations.
Well, what do you feel bad about?
Because we were DMing and he was like a Christian guy. So you're thinking like a worship leader. So you're thinking like, no, right? And it was a friend group thing.
Uh-huh.
People that I met. And so friends that I was DMing them and stuff like that. And then also DMing. And he was the only guy that was in this friend group. And he started flirting with me.
Uh-huh.
And I felt really bad for a long time. Sometimes it'll still get me, babe, where I'm like, dude, why and how did I get myself into this situation? Why did he think he could? You know, what was I wearing when we met? Like, what did I say? And so I'll still think about that because I feel horrible. And Adam Levine is texting all these girls.
Well, see, that's the difference between girls and guys, I think. I think that you guys see it on an emotional thing. And I don't think he's emotionally cheating or emotionally flirting. I think he's just genuinely just doing it just
to
do it.
So you weren't mad at me in that situation? Because I was
not
scared
mad at
to
you.
Tell
no,
you.
I wish I would have known the guy or been around or met the guy or have been a part of that to be able to call him out.
So you could have sang?
No, that's irrelevant. Was he a worshiper or a singer or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well then, I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say anything, but I think everything's pretty self-evident of, you know, but
I was mad at myself and I really felt that I needed to tell you because I got myself in that situation.
Okay. See, I'm smart enough to be able to be like, oh, okay, my wife is one, beautiful. My wife is two, very smart. My wife is, would be a great catch and would make a lot of things. So I would understand why people would think that way. My question to you is, were you wearing your ring?
Yes.
Okay. Well, did you bring up that you were married?
Yes.
Well, con más razón, then that guy's just even more of an idiot for him to do something like that. But I think your thing is just to negate that and be like, no, and then just you cut it off.
Well, he
in my instance, it's like, I don't start things. And two,
yeah,
half the time, like 80% of the time that these stupid people DM me or something like that, half the time they have some sort of a...
Wait. People DM you? People slide into your DMs.
Yeah, but it's stupid though. And like, try to I don't hook understand. I don't understand what their point is, because half of these people have like Love Jenny Rosie fan club or something like that. What are you doing? The only reason why you even follow me or like me is because you love them. I don't know. It's stupid things. I just immediately change it or whatnot. Or sometimes it's those like weird models or something like that, where it's either like a fake bot or it's like somebody just purposefully are going trying to
nuts now.
Yeah.
So, okay, dude, but I have a theory about the bots. I've never clicked on a bot. When you see them in the comments and every single place.
Oh, no, I'm talking about DMs.
Well, how do those DMs know how to... I've never gotten a DM from a bot. Is it because I'm a girl?
I don't know. I mean, usually it's these like really seductive looking
I think you
people.
Have to click girls. Into the comment for them to know like, oh, he nasty. He's going to take my messages. Because I've never been DM'd by a bot. I've seen them on comment sections, but...
I don't know. But I mean, these bots just DM. Well, then again, it just depends on how your settings are too.
Oh, true. So, okay, whatever. But okay. So yeah. I obviously you weren't mad at me, but I was mad at myself. I felt really, really bad. Mm-hmm. But I would never, I don't initiate flirting.
Mm. Okay. I believe you.
Let me ask a question. Is there innocent flirting? We're talking about marriage.
No, I don't think there is innocent flirting. I keep it very, very, very professional if I am to... Because flirting is compliments. That's what it is.
Yes.
So I keep it very, very professional. If I genuinely liked the way somebody either worshipped or did a song or something like that, mm-hmm. I will tell them in the most professional way possible. I will even probably
you
call
them... You start with hermanita.
No. Like, I'd dumb it down even more. Like, we are just... Like, it's just strictly a thing.
One worshiper
either,
to another.
Yeah, I'll either make it extremely spiritual or I'll be like, bro, that was a freaking awesome, man. Great job. The Lord
it's
really
a girl
moved.
And you call her bro.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yes. Right. And I go through the motions to make sure of all that stuff. So that's what it is. So I
but
think.
But is it because you think she'll think bad or I'll think bad?
No, it's you are my most. I could care less what other people think. But you are my most important thing. Whether I believe it or not, I'm sure that I've made lasting impressions of like, oh, Abel's freaking awesome because he's this awesome worship. Because see, we're different. Guys will go based off of looks, but girls can go based off of either
anointing, power.
I guess anointing and power can be in the same boat. Anointing or power or money or something like that. So that's what girls go. I can be ugly as hell. I've seen some ugly guys. Really, really have like all these girls all over him, but they only want him for either power, money, or something like that.
Right.
So I've come to realize that. But my thing is, I need to be careful for you. I could care less about other people, but I need to be careful for you and what you think about me. Because that, to me, that's honestly what matters the most.
I love that. But also, if you were extra nice to people, and then it came around and someone said, "Hey, Abel was flirting with me," that would be important too. Because I'll always defend you and I'll be like, no, I know my man. But if there are women that have extra nice husbands, I've seen those women that like the husband's extra nice and touching people on the shoulder, and that stuff gets uncomfortable for the girl too, even if he's not a cheater.
Yeah.
It gets uncomfortable because everyone's like, I wonder what he does behind closed doors. If he's that nice.
Yeah.
So I think crossing the line and being too nice can also affect the marriage, even if he's not cheating.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think that I don't think that they're crossing the line, and I don't think that they're doing anything wrong. The question is how they do it. Okay, so let's say a very attractive sister is needing. She's trying to lift up something to put it into her car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I go over there and I help her, I'm being nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I put it, help her put it into the car, and I said, hey, don't worry about it, and I just take off. That completely fine. I was
but
just helping
would you
a person.
Help the non-attractive sister?
Yes, absolutely.
You
but
would.
That wouldn't be an issue, though, would it?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
If I'm helping the unattractive
if you do both.
60-year-old lady, and I help put it into her car, and then I'm sitting there looking at her for 3 minutes in the eyes, talking to
do
her, and
like
stuff like
60-year-old
that.
60-year-old ladies
not,
is my question.
At the moment, I'm not interested in 60-year-old women, honestly. So let's say I do that. Is there an issue? Is there an issue between me and you? And you're in the car and you're watching me.
No.
Okay, now I do the exact same thing to a girl that's your age, okay, that is everything that you would like to look like, and I help her put it into the car, and then I'm staring at her in her eyes, talking back and forth for 3 minutes. Is that an issue?
We're having an issue. So but the main issue is if you don't do it for the 60-year-old. If I've seen you do it for other women and other men and other people, and then you help a hottie patati, well, then that's who he is. But if men are only helping the hottie patati, then you know he's doing it with a double intention.
That's weird. But my thing is the 3 minutes that I spent looking into that person's eyes after the fact.
It went from 3 seconds to 3 minutes.
No, it's 3 minutes. I said 3 minutes both times. But that's my thing. My thing is get in, get out. What am I here for? I'm here to help her put that thing in the car.
Right.
I'm not there to necessarily build a relationship with that person.
Well, you don't talk to anybody for 3 minutes anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So if it passes more than a minute with you.
I am living a really good life. Like, I broke down all these years of trauma that you have gone through because I'm so antisocial.
Yes, it really does help.
So, no, but being honest, like, it's the amount of effort that you put in after what you're there to help them do. So they are very helpful people. My question is, man, what sucks is when you're a helper person and you're also social and you like to build relationships. Maybe it's for the kingdom, but at the same time, you have to be extra careful if that's the case.
Yeah.
You know? But in this guy's case, in Adam Levine's case.
Do you think he cheated? Did he have an affair?
I think he left a bunch of cracks in the foundation of their of their marriage.
Well,
I don't believe that he cheated.
He's going to have a lot of rebuilding to do.
I believe so. I believe so. And I believe that whatever trauma.
Now that it was his phone, because it was a texting thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was an in-person thing. I don't really believe the hottie patati. I'm going to decide to believe Adam. I mean, that's what we, you know.
He was quick about it, too. He didn't say no.
But, I mean, well, it would have helped if he would have just confessed to his wife. Mm-hmm. So she wouldn't have been surprised when she saw it on the news.
Very true.
Right? I think confession helps so much. Mm-hmm. And guys, don't think it does. I'm telling you guys, it does. Mm-hmm. If you have the courage to come and tell me, me pasé, or I saw this webpage, or accidentally clicked on a bot, or you know what, really, I don't know, anything. Yes, we're still going to be upset. It hurts. But the explosion is going to be much less. Why? Because I think I can trust you. I'd rather find out through you than through someone else saying it. So he never told his wife. He didn't tell her of the issues he has. Now he's doing damage control.
Right.
So he has a lot of holes to patch up.
Right.
What could he do? Or what would you do? Not what would you do. What should a guy do when they've been caught on their phone?
A guy should go be alone. Look in the mirror and be like, however long this takes, it is my fault. Mm. And I have to brace myself for it and understand I'm going to be dealing with this until it's done. Mm. Not until I think it's done, but until it's done. And then they got to look at themselves in the face and say to them, and then when I think it's done, if it comes back, I need to understand that if her trauma comes back and it becomes an issue a year and a half after I thought it was over, I need to understand that I did this and we're going to have to go through it and pray that this time it'll be even less and that we can get over it faster.
Yeah,
that is the most important thing that I have given tips and advice to friends, to people that I mentor, or people that I try to help in building a relationship or marriage and stuff like that, of like, if you have messed up, if you have caused trauma in your wife, in your partner, you need to understand that that trauma is there and you screwed up.
And what would be ways? Which ways could a guy help when he's been caught passing the line, flirting, even cheating?
Absolute transparency.
Yeah.
And oversharing.
Exactly.
Even the things that we find minute.
Don't seem important. Yeah.
And then continuously overshare until they are annoyed by it. To like overshare that much. Not saying that they will get annoyed by it, but overshare until they're like, you don't need to tell me that.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
But and then you just gotta brace yourself. It is gonna take a while. Don't think that because you got caught and you were only texting this girl for a month that you're only going to have to deal with this for a month. Nope. Mm. Nope. Don't even think that. Well, girls are completely different to other people.
The memory will come up again.
Yeah.
A year later, 2 years later, and that fear and the emotions come back.
Or some other girl texts you, or it's 11 p.m. and your friend texts you and they think it's a girl. Things like, I don't know, you know, like, and you just got to understand, I screwed up. You know, the hard ones is when the girl comes in with this trauma because somebody else did her dirty, or she saw that growing up, or that's what her dad did, or this or that.
Check.
And it's like, that's where it sucks. Yeah. And that's where it can get super annoying. And then it just depends on how much you want to love her through it and when it's time for you to just be like, you know, I don't want this in this relationship. It's better to call it off.
Well, thank you for loving me through it. That was me. And then you really, really helped me. Even telling me, like, you repeated several times to me, I am not your brothers. I am not your ex. I'm not going to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then really, really oversharing really helped. But should Adam Levine's wife now be able to check his phone?
I think Adam should be free enough to allow her to check his phone or, like, offer. I think Adam should offer. Yeah. Not that the girl,
right?
I mean, gosh, I mean, that itch is gonna be there. Do you know it's just two things, like, because it's like, if she checks his phone, then that makes her feel like
a spy. It's exhausting. No,
it's weird. It makes you feel even worse about yourself.
It does.
You know, like, I can't believe I have to go through this, or where's my value that I have to feel like this. Type of a
deal. Is that what you felt when you checked my phone?
Nah.
What did you feel when you checked my phone?
I'm a catcher. What's she been doing?
Are you being serious?
All of a sudden, she don't want to fight with me no more. Mm.
Are you being serious?
Let me see
serious?
What she's doing. A little bit. I don't know what the heck I was going through. My mind was playing some crazy stuff. This is like, geez, we were still living in Pico.
Yeah, we were in Pico.
And I don't know what the heck, but we weren't fighting no more. You didn't want to fight with me no more. Or you were cool with not fighting with me, and we weren't good.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's going on with this hurt? But yeah.
I hope that Adam offers, because it is exhausting to have to feel like catching someone. We just don't have the time, especially she's pregnant now. Yeah. She wants to worry about what she's going to do during labor and what's it going to be like, and focus on the baby.
They're both very well trained, so I'm sure in the public eye, they're going to be fine. But yeah, I mean, you just got to pray. And we bring this up all in saying it funnily, but this is stuff that happens all the time.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, all you can do is just pray for them as a marriage, because marriage is a relationship is very hard. Yeah. Relationships are very hard. My language today is a little funky today. Marriage is just tough. And whether if you're in the spotlight, famous, not famous, rich, poor, with kids, without kids, it is tough. And you go through great moments and you go through really bad moments. And right now they're going through a bad one that we can all probably say that we've gone through something like it of the sort.
Yeah.
Just a really hard, rocky moment in your marriage, whether if it's due to flirting, whether if it's due to finances, due to a lost job, due to death, due to lack of kids, due to too many bills, you know, stuff like that.
Look, the enemy wants to destroy what God has united, and he will use anything that he can. So it is up to us to be diligent and not put ourselves in that situation. You know, not look me. Yeah. I don't look at a guy in his eyes for more than a few seconds. I don't. I know myself. I know my eyes speak. I know my smile. I know that I can be witty. And then I have to be like, a guy could take that wrong. So I'm a little bit more dry with guys. Or as soon as he starts going somewhere where I'm like, oh, that comment was a little too much, I cut it off immediately.
Yeah.
And then I tell you. So I think we have to over-communicate, and it's really up to us to, as a woman, to not allow people to flirt with us and, you know, tell our husband, as guys, I think you guys have to be really careful. You guys are bombarded all day with sexual ads. Mm. You guys are bombarded with even in your DMs, and really just be open with us. We are willing to help you as wives. We know we married good men that are being attacked by temptation, by internal issues like wanting attention, yeah, if I haven't given it or whatever. So we're willing to pray for you guys. Mm. And I wish guys would tell us more. And I think, yeah, it gets scary. And a lot of guys are like, oh, I'm going to open up a can of worms because I'm going to tell her, hey, mm-hmm, someone got in my DMs. But I pray that as we mature in marriage, that we can learn women to hear it. That's, yeah, your responsibility. If your man tells you something tough, stay calm. Mm. Don't freak out.
Yeah.
Swallow it. Go tell your girlfriend later. Go tell your therapist. Go, you know, but when he tells you, listen to him, say thank you and pray with him.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage for your, yeah, guy to tell you. And if you explode the first time, girl, he will never tell you again.
Yeah.
So I really hope that guys can start telling their wives and wives too. I tell, mm-hmm, you're, yeah, always very cool. You've never exploded on me when I'm like, hey, you know, like, it's only been once or twice, but still, I remember you were cool with me, and that helps me feel secure in that you trust me,
yeah,
and that I'll never have to go through anything alone.
Yeah.
You've never told me though.
Never told you what?
I don't know. This DM stuff, I just found out about it now.
There's nothing to be told. Those DMs just get deleted or blocked. There is no rebuttal.
What do they say? Tell me. Tell me what she said. Is it girls or is it boys too?
Honestly, I really don't know. I just read like the first sentence of like, this, this, or that. And I'm like, ah.
Okay, what's this, this, or
I don't
that?
Remember. This is stuff from a long time ago, I promise.
Oh.
But it's something where they're trying to get me to either respond in like a flirtatious.
Do you sometimes feel that people are trying to like plant something on you to try?
I was, because I wouldn't be DMing me like that. Like,
sometimes I feel like that too, though. Because
it's like you look at my Instagram, I'm like, all I'm doing is worshiping on here.
That's how I feel too. I'm like, I show my kids, I show my husband, and I preach on my Instagram. What makes you think?
Yeah.
What did I do? So I get upset when boys like, or I think, some hater is trying to get me in trouble.
I don't know.
But that's what the enemy really, really is trying to do. He's trying to make you slip. So work as a team. Work. I think Adam didn't cheat. I mess around, but I don't think he had an affair. But I think he still hurt his wife.
I think he caused a lot of damage. I think, yeah, there's. I think he brought in trauma, another trauma or
well,
a piece of trauma into the relationship.
He wasn't. There's an issue with him.
Agreed.
Within him, and if he had dealt with this issue in counseling and whatever, mm-hmm, he could have brought his wife into his battle and said, hey, you know what? Like, I have all these adoring fans, and sometimes when I get home, it's a little quiet. Can, mm-hmm, you up it up a little bit? I don't know.
I don't know about that, but.
What? Yeah. Why?
I don't agree with that.
What do you mean?
Up it up a little bit? Like,
what
keep
if she
feeding
never
his ego?
Compliments.
Okay.
What if she
that's,
never?
That's another thing. I guess that's a different way to say it, but like, you gotta get, he wants to get home, and he wants her to like, tell him he's such an amazing singer and, yeah, such a great thing, and have his poster on,
yeah, yeah,
on the wall and stuff like that, or like,
no, you're
tampoco,
right,
like,
obviously,
at a certain point, like, there's people that think that you're amazing, and then there's people that think that I'm amazing, and they don't spend every single day with us, but like,
right,
we know that we're amazing, but we don't like, I don't acknowledge how awesome you are every single moment of the day,
right? No,
you know, sometimes I do wonder if like I think that's what she wants from me. But it's like we see each other every single day. So like, and you know, I don't know.
I don't want it if it's not sincere. I like sincere.
Yeah,
stuff.
And I tell you when it's sincere.
Yeah.
Usually it's after when you're done preaching or after you do that act. But like, or like when I'm very thankful for you when you're like, you did something awesome for the kids or with the kids or even,
yeah,
for me, I'm extremely thankful for you when you think of me and you're thoughtful. But nah, man, like if she's cold.
Yeah.
Because her name is like something weird. So I'm assuming she's like from
Russia.
I don't know. Somewhere
over there.
Gorgeous
Russian
models.
Definitely
not American. So maybe she is extremely like very like.
Either way, I mean, that was just an idea. But either,
yeah,
way, he could have brought her into this battle and they could have done it together. And I think that's how we survive. That's how we live a life together. Yeah. It's in our tough moments. Yes, we want a vacation together. Yes, we have babies together. Yes, we build empires together. But part of that is really being able to be vulnerable and be like, hey, I'm having an issue. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm getting this urge and I don't want to fall into it.
Yeah.
And confessions really, really help, at least for me as a woman. So we're not listening to any more Adam Levine music in this house.
Okay.
He's on punishment.
I guess. All right.
Sorry, Adam.
This has been the Power of Us. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.